Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know, the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breeze that goes. You know, I'm trying to please to the calling.
Stuff happened. Democratic National Convention, and are you really sure you wanted to vote for Hillary Clinton? I mean, you know, here we go again, and we have the beautiful email scandal that just won't go away. We've got the Benghazi, we've got the whole deal, and the convention is underway, and I think it's more like a duck and cover kind of convention. I mean, it's not there is nothing good. And I don't know if you caught the interview of Hillary talking about, you know, the Benghazi deal on 60 Minutes, and it wasn't her ball to carry. I mean, I guess the question is whose ball was it to carry? Okay, I mean, you know, was she not the Secretary of State? Does the buck not stop with her? I'll tell you, you know, as you know, the more you lie, the more you become a criminal. I guess the easier it is to become that criminal. And now, are we so sure that Comey from the FBI made the right decision? I mean, did Russia supposedly, at least, now this is the interesting part. Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Convention or committee is blaming the Russia for hacking into their email. Okay, well, if they hacked into that server, which is, you know, a little bit different than Hillary's personal server, what makes you think they didn't hack into all those confidential emails that, according to Mr. Comey, were careless but not criminal? So now here we are, you know, with the evidence that they were basically stealing and cheating Bernie Sanders out of any possibility to get the nomination. And thank God for that. But at the end of the day, are we really now convinced that this is the direction that we want to go? We have all these ridiculous criminals that we're dealing with. And, you know, you can say they're not criminals, but I would have to say that they are. I would have to say that we have a broken down system, which I've always contended, no matter which party that you are part of. But at the end of the day, this is pretty nasty when you look at it. This is pretty much a blatant thievery, stealing, criminal. And of course, we've now got, you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz now also resigning. So now she lost one job, got hired by Hillary, and now is resigning from that job. So, you know, what do we have here? If I go back to my cool hand Luke, what we have here is a failure to communicate. Okay. And I mean, are we really going to continue to be this ridiculous about what Hillary Clinton is and what she's done? I mean, she is a criminal. Now, she may not have ever been convicted of being a criminal, but you have to admit that where there is smoke, there is usually a little bit of fire, and there has been smoke around Hillary for 40 years, okay? I mean, we can go back to the 70s and find problems in what she's done and how she's handled things at every level of her life. Now, obviously, she is from Chicago, so, you know, we know what the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago have done for the political race. I mean, you know, they say, rumor has it that Kennedy would have never been president without Mayor Daley. So, you know, we know the stories of Chicago. We know the stories of what happens to governors in Illinois. We just saw the president for the last 8 years from Illinois that, you know, did a horseshit job. So now are we going to really sit back and believe anything that Hillary Clinton says? I mean, I have to tell you, I don't care. And again, I freely admit that both sides of the political aisle are broken. I freely admit that our system, as we know it and love it, is broken. And it's shaded so far against the average guy and gal that it's really just a piece of crap. Okay. The government today is basically should all be in orange jumpsuits as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you know, now obviously you'll get a few innocent ones in there as well, but the overall masses have no interest in you and in me. They have an interest in themselves and where they can steal the most money. So now we've got a person that is filled with clouds, okay? And again, look, I don't have proof. I don't have, you know, direct knowledge. I'm speculating from what I've read and from what I've seen. But I do know some things that are factual and have been proved factual over the years. And yet here we are, okay, and she's still in the lead and still the betting favorite with all of these things hanging around here. Now, I think that's a tragedy in itself, okay? When you look at what's going on and you look at how she lied about Benghazi, how she looked in the woman's eye and lied directly to him, how she lied to the American people about it, and then she got all defensive and when she went for the testimony. And what difference does it make? Well, I don't know. Does it make any difference? You tell me. I mean, when I continue to watch the ridiculous garbage it spews from her mouth, I mean, you know, it's just it's comical to watch this person try to squirm around, but yet never has any major problem. And that is, to me, the bigger issue is, where is our judgment looking at her? I mean, how can the majority of people still think that she would make a great leader with all of the baggage that she comes with and the lack of leadership that she has shown throughout her entire career, okay? In my eyes, I have never seen her do anything any good except beat the crap out of Bill's girlfriends and ruin lives that way, okay? I've never seen her do anything worthwhile other than destroy people's lives, okay? So now we're going to have, what is she going for, the mass? The mass killing to destroy everybody's lives by being the president of the United States of America. I mean, you know, again, if you're a Hillary fan, hey, no problem. But explain to me how you can be a fan when you know what she's done. Okay, now there's not a question. This is not rumor and innuendo. This is now things that are more factual. Okay, but yet she continues to slide by. So you tell me, okay, you let Bubba know how you can be a fan, if you are, okay? And again, it's still America. You still have the freedom of choice, so I'm not saying that you can't. I'm just saying I'd like to know why. Anyways, you know, hey, listen, here we go. Here we go again. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and you know when you miss an episode, all you have to do is go to libertytalk.fm. You get The Bubba Show and The Sporting Edge delivered to your iPod or wherever, and you can listen. And by the way, if you check out BubbaTrading.com, you'll find some of the great programs that we're offering. But in the meantime, we are going to step out of here for a break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we will be back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Of course, we are We're bashing Hillary and we're doing all kinds of good stuff. And I'm not just sticking it to Hillary today, but well, today I am. But, you know, again, I get the whole picture. I know that there's not just, you know, one person who's bad. I mean, again, I've said this all along that I don't care what party you like. They both suck. Okay. And, you know, there's too many of these odds and ends social issues that should not be playing a part in the economics of America. You know, and that becomes a bigger disappointment. But the big news of the week, other than from the political arena, was the Yahoo takeover by, or we can call it a take under, by Verizon. And it's amazing that the deal has been done for under $5 billion. And just 10 years or 15 years ago, it was a buyout candidate for $50 billion. So look what's happened. Look at the great job that Marissa Meyer has done taking Yahoo to the toilet. Okay. Now, it's funny and it's sad, but true. But Yahoo was a stock that back in the late 90s, that was one of the high-flying internet stocks. And, of course, old Bubba here got trapped and almost got it, okay? Almost took the final bullet there in Yahoo as it was trading up to a gazillion because it could never go down because we didn't care about if it made money or not. But now it has been shown its true value. And, of course, its true value is $4.8 billion instead of $48 billion or $50 billion. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, what has happened? And they would have no value if they didn't have that stake in Alibaba. So what has happened to this great company? Okay, Yahoo, right? And it's interesting how destruction comes to companies with bad leadership. And with nary a clue of what to do next. I mean, it kind of sounds like our Fed or the Democratic National Committee. Okay, no clue, right? So this is now a done deal, and Verizon is going to take it over. It'll be great for Verizon, but you know, I mean, they do have great content, but you know, here you go, perfect example of mismanagement, misrepresentation, and a bunch of crap. So we're now seeing that Yahoo has been taken under, and the undertaker has delivered, and they bought a great deal, and I'm sure they'll do very well with Yahoo. But you can see how life changes. And, you know, at the Bubba Show, we are technical traders, okay? But, you know, we do concern ourselves about fundamentals, especially if we're looking at long term. So typically the theory is we try to trade in good fundamental stocks, but we only trade them for technical reasons. Okay, but here you can see another, you know, another bit of destruction because of a bad management deal, bad decision making. And as I compare that to the United States of America, okay, this is what we have now leading our country. And this is even before we get to Hillary. We talked about her in the beginning. But, you know, look at the leadership we have, and you wonder why the economy is in turmoil. You wonder why, you know, I can't stand the Federal Reserve. You wonder why I want to end the Fed now. Because look at how they're running the country. I mean, you know, if the United States was a company, it would be a take under as well. They have ruined the best economy in the world, and we're still the best. Okay. But single-handedly, Barack Obama, Janet Yellen, Ben Bernanke, and the likes had destroyed the greatest country in the world with their policies. Now, we're going to come out of it because we always do. Okay. But when you look at the damage that has been done and what has been created and what we've seen from our geniuses at large is we've done a great job of building debt. We've done a great job of putting America behind the eight ball. We've done a great job of killing our middle class. we've done a great job of making the elderly scared out of their minds and forced them to gamble in the stock market. We've done a great job at creating the lack of funds for anybody, and we've seen things escalate. For example, college, the cost of college, where, you know, the average person comes out of school with debt, they could never make that debt back. So if you look at what we have today, what do we have? A heartache. Okay. We have a lot of heartache because we've seen such a lean towards entitlement programs and benefit packages versus actually cutting taxes. Okay. Versus actually trying to create growth. What they've done is they've stunted growth, okay, with their policies. And their policies will continue to stunt growth if you allow it to happen. And this is, again, another issue in which we have to see and fix is we don't need to stunt growth. We want to continue to grow. We want to continue to be the greatest nation in the world. And we need to be growing again instead of shrinking again. And all we're doing is shrinking our output to of goods and increasing our output to entitlements. We're increasing the output of printing money to continue to devalue the value of every individual. Because your money today is worth more less than it was yesterday. And certainly worth a lot less than it was 10 years ago. So although we have this artificial rally, okay, in the stock market, and again, it makes it feel good for your 401k if you're in, but what you have is a bunch of garbage. What you have is a nothing. What you have is a country that stopped growing, must have started smoking at a young age. It stunted its growth, okay? But in all seriousness, I mean, here we are, okay? 8 years into the Obama administration, and of course he'll tell you how good what a great job he's done and what he's doing for the economy, and of course all the Democrats will tell you what a great job he's doing for the economy. And I will say simply this: whoever was going to be president in 2008 was going to be better for the economy just by sheer numbers. And I am going to say that no matter who wins in 2016, it will be bad for the economy, because we're at a point that the stock markets are at a point they're mathematically focused to break down. Okay. Now, again, that's part of the market system. We go up and we go down, and which would mean most likely a Republican will win, which means Trump, but because the market figures are break, so it'd give them, the Democrats, something to blame it on. But you can continue to look and watch and see what we have going on here. And what do we have going on here? Nothing. Okay, we have no growth. We have no jobs. We have no hope for jobs. We have the lowest participation rate in the job sector since 1973. We've got the lowest amount of actual creation of goods in this country, I think, in the history, okay, percentage-wise. So what have we done here? Well, I guess we've done a lot. We've destructed. Okay, this is you know, you tore it down. Okay, now hopefully there's a plan to build it back up again, and this is the problem when you look at what's happening. Okay, is you've now totally destroyed a whole generation. Okay, you have just crippled the 45 to 65 year olds. Okay, and you've made it almost impossible for them to go on and enjoy their lives, because they can't get jobs. They can't make any money. They can't participate. You can't possibly give them enough benefits. And when we're giving benefits, I mean, again, I'm not against helping people that really need help. I am against when you intentionally destroy. And that is what we have seen from this administration. And we're going to talk more about that when we come from the break. But this administration has not been the great builder. It's been the great destroyer, and the great destroyer of the middle class. This is The Bubba Show. Make sure that you miss an episode. you better go to libertytalk.fm. And, of course, you know we have a lot of other programming. We've got 24 hours a day programming there at libertytalk.fm. But you can download The Bubba Show and The Sporting Edge. And right now we just passed 250,000 downloads a month, looking to get to 300,000. So make sure you check out libertytalk.fm. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. We will be back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Look back, and we want to see what's going on. And as I mentioned before the break, we would talk a little bit about the destruction that has been created by Mr. Obama. Okay. And he's done a great job of wiping out the coal industry. And Jesus, my God, what was he thinking? What is it that these people actually think about? Is it that they stay awake at night to destroy America? Is they stay awake at night to destroy a class of people? You would think that they were getting something for it. I mean, why would you destroy the entire coal industry in one fall swoop? I mean, to me, the logic behind that is about the dumbest thing that I have ever seen, heard, talked about in, I would say, my entire life. Okay, and I'm sure there's more, but I don't understand why you would just simply just wipe them out and not give them a chance. Okay, what you just did is you just wiped out states of income and capital, and you just wiped out inability for people. Why wouldn't you say, hey, you know, let's do something? We know we're going to have to end coal. We know that it's bad for the environment, and but isn't big oil bad for the environment too? Oh, but they must be a bigger lobby. So Mr. Obama and those folks must get more money from big oil, because big oil obviously is much cleaner than coal, right? I mean, according to, you know, it must be, because certainly they didn't destroy big oil. They actually helped big oil thrive. But of course, oil in its own is struggling a little bit. But it is amazing how they continue to report profits, even in the wake of all these prices. They tell me how much they need per barrel. And yeah, these smaller shale producers, they do need more because they have higher expenses. But the big oil, they just continue to set record profits. They continue to do their thing. And here we go again, right, with a bunch of garbage, okay? And of course, you know, oil has been under a little bit of pressure, and now, you know, it's going to start at some point here. I would look for, in my opinion, I would look for probably 40 to 42, and you should start to see a rally. They've already started to add to the rig counts once again, okay, which means that they're pumping more, which means they're going to create more supply, which is driving prices down. But then they're going to start to cut these rigs and stop pumping, and of course create the shortage again. And you know, it's sad that what we've done is we've been able to create a mountain of debt. It's a shame that we have basically ruined a country and an economy with ridiculous socialist policies that are good for no one. Okay. And I just heard, you heard me. They're good for no one. Okay. You know, the people that are on the benefit system, on the free lunch program. Okay. Well, they're happy, but nobody can be happy when you have no opportunity. And that's what we've seen here is the lack of opportunity. You know, why do you think that big corporate wants to move out of the United States? Because we've got the worst tax policy for corporations in the world. Okay. Now, I don't know about you, but I would like to adjust the tax policies for big corporates because I would like them to pay something here versus paying nothing. I don't see this the reasoning behind letting them move and pay taxes elsewhere and we get nothing when their products are in our country. Okay. Now, you tell me, okay, this to me again is another ridiculous setup that has been beautifully orchestrated by Mr. Obama. Mr. I know how to read, I know how to write, but I have no idea how to run a business. Okay. Or we can, you know, talk to our friend Yellen, who will talk tomorrow, who has no clue of what it is either. And my bigger question is, how do we as Americans, because we're pretty smart, okay, how did we let this happen to our country? How did we let the Federal Reserve have so much power that they could actually single-handedly, in a single bound, destroy wealth in America? Okay? Now, I'm not talking about the uber wealthy. Okay, I'm talking about the middle class that is the stimulator and the runner of all economies. That, to me, becomes the bigger problem. Because when you think about it, okay, what do? As Americans, we spend money. We like to live a good life. We like to enjoy. We like to go to baseball games. We like to go to movies. We like to buy stuff. But when they take away your money, you don't have the ability to go do those things. And yet we sit here and we take it. And that, to me, is the bigger crime. That, to me, is the most upsetting thing, is that we do not allow ourselves to say, well, wait a second, what's wrong with this picture? Okay, what is wrong with this picture when we, the middle class, don't have the same rights and abilities as A, the uber wealthy, or B, the poor, the entitled? Okay, I mean, what happened? We are the workers. Okay, we are the spenders. We are the stimulators of any economy. Look in history. Okay, it's the middle class that drives the economy, because those are the people that step up. Those are the people that go on the hook and create more debt for themselves while buying toys or buying houses or buying whatever. They're talking about housing, how good it is. I say housing sucks. Okay, I don't give a crap what their stupid reports say. Yes, if you live in New York and a number of other cities in the country, I'm sure housing is good. But in Illinois, it ain't so good. Okay. In the Midwest, it ain't so good. Okay. You're telling me how good it is. I know that in many states, it's not even recovered back from the original collapse. But yet, they have the balls to come on TV and tell me how good everything is. And I just want to know where. I'm an American. And I want to have the greatest America. Okay, and that's not necessarily for myself anymore. I'm an old man. I want it for my kids. I want it for their kids. I want it for your kids. Okay? But what they've shown me is a willingness to create nothing, to create the ability to chip away at my bottom line. And now with their willingness and wanting to destroy cash, okay, and why do they want to destroy money? Because they want to make sure that, A, they can account for all of it and they can tax you on all of it. You know, we've got a lot of things going on here. And, you know, if you put the puzzle together, okay, the puzzle is that they want to have better track, okay? And the way they can do that is by eliminating cash and forcing you to charge or to electronically pay so that everything is documented, okay? Do you really think that they're doing it for your benefit? They want to, you know, they're eliminating large bills all over the world. Okay, that is just more of socialism at its best. That is more of creating the ability to watch you. So really what are we doing is we're giving up our rights, okay? And do you really want to give up your rights? It's bad enough that they've already managed to take away some of our civil rights, okay? But do you really want to give them all up? Okay, I think it's something that everybody needs to think about. Okay, is how we have been destructed, and how they've taken away bits and pieces, all under the name of it's good for you. Okay, you ever notice everything that you say is always, well, we're doing it for the people. What people? I'd like to know what people are doing it for. They ain't doing it for me. Okay, I have seen steadily the worst of it. Okay, I have seen a destruction of the country that I love. I have seen, you know, the worst leaders, and again, I'm not picking on any one party. It doesn't matter. The whole system is a crock. Okay, the system is put together by our founding fathers. Now again, let's not pat them on the back so much. It was obviously, the revolution was great. We got America. But of course, remember then it was rich and white and nobody else. Women, rich white men. Okay. So, you know, we have evolved, but now we're evolving into more tax. It's almost like these are now the hidden taxes, though. This is the way that they scam and they get to you. And this is the problem that I see. This is what's creating the overall mess. And we'll talk more about that when we come back from the break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. You know, when you miss me, and I know you guys miss me, LibertyTalk.fm will get you to download every day. Make sure you don't miss it. Make sure you help Bubba along so we can bring back our economy with the help of me and the show. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out of here for a break, and I will be back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Proud. After 10,000 beers and 28 years, finally figured it out.
And, you know, as we started off early with the convention and the WikiLeaks and all the other garbage that goes on, you know, as we move forward, and of course, obviously, you know my opinions of the great Hillary Clinton. Hang me. But here we are, okay, with the destruction of our money. Now, I know that you work hard for your money. I work hard for my money. I work, you know, 100 hours a week, and I work consistently. And I've never missed a day of work ever for sick. I've taken off some days. I've played a lot of golf, but never taken a day off to be sick. But now, with the way things are going, they're making me not want to work anymore. Because I can't get any benefit. I can't get the fruits of my labor because they want to keep reaching into my pocket. I mean, I don't know. I guess I got to sew my pockets together so they can't get their hands in it. You know, again, you think of it this way. Okay. Every time the Fed devalues the currency, every time they add more debt to the system, what are they really doing? Is they're taking money away from you. Okay? It's taking it away from you, as sure as you and I are sitting here. Okay? Because they are putting all they're doing, if you compare it to a stock, they're diluting your capital. Okay? And they're doing it in telling you that, hey, it's good for you. This is good for America. And I go, okay, it ain't good for me. And I can certainly see through it. And I think one of the things that's happened is we become blind when we see how the economy works. I think we become blind at everything that is good and found out that we can now be into everything that is bad. Okay? Now, again, I don't want this to sound, this is not an attack on America. I love America. I love the United States of America, and certainly I want it to be better. I want it to be better for everybody, especially my kids and grandchildren, which I may not see them, but that's what I want. Okay? I want it better for people. Okay? I would say that me personally, I'm in the backstretch or the home stretch of life. I mean, just mathematically, you know, I like to talk about the numbers. Statistically, I don't have long to go. I've lived longer. I've been on the earth longer now than I will probably figure to be in the future. But I'm really tired of what I've seen and what I've learned over the years. And you don't always think about it when you make a lot of money, you know. But now I'm a big champion for the underdog. I mean, everything I do from helping people to my high school program to gambling, I love the underdog, okay? Because I believe in the underdog, and I believe in rising and fighting. And I think we've kind of lost our fight. I think we've become too accepting of a system that is failing. I think that we've lost sight of where to go. And that saddens me as an American, as a parent, as an individual. Those things make me sad because we are so powerful and we are so good and could be so much better. And somewhere in the era of, I'd say, between the 80s and now, we've lost sight of what the big picture is. I think that we've seen our Federal Reserve become bubble creators instead of the guardians of monetary policy. I think we've seen our Federal Reserve become manipulators and more of an arm of the government, even though they are a private corporation and not part of the government. But I think we've seen them become the bubble creators and not the true growth providers. Not that they should be, because they are supposed to be strictly the lender of last resort handling monetary policy. But I think somewhere along the line, we lost our way. We lost what their real job was. Of course, if you listen to some, and I'm beginning to go with that side, the Ron Pauls of the world and the people who say that end the Fed and audit the Fed, and you know what? I think they're right, okay? I think that they caught on to it first, and they've been preaching it for a number of years, but I think if the last 8 years didn't prove anything to you, then I think you've truly missed out on learning what's going on, because over the last 8 years, we have seen nothing. We have seen the rich get extraordinarily richer. We've seen the opportunity for the middle class diminish. And to me, that becomes, again, the overall bigger problem. And unfortunately, I don't know that there's true hope in sight. I mean, you know, this week we've got the Fed reporting. We've got the we've got the Bank of Japan. I'm sure we'll hear from Mario Draghi. What do we have? We have more currency manipulation, which is more devaluation, which, it's like everybody's going down to zero. But each time they come back, they don't come back as strong. So really, again, what they're doing is they're taking your $1, and now your $1 is worth 75 cents, 50 cents, quarter, and then pretty soon it'll be zero. So are you happy with that? Can you live with that? And I would hope not. I would hope you would think to yourself that, you know what, we need to do something. And that something means, first, we can't let a socialist run the White House. We cannot have another experience of Barack Obama, okay, who hates America as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I've never seen anybody who claims that he loves America act the way that a person like that acts. Again, I see it as a much bigger issue. I don't know how you see it, but again, you can always email me at bubba@bubbatrading.com and give me your views, because I'd love to discuss it with anybody. And if you have the other side, you could talk to me about it as well. I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm just saying that's how I feel, and that's what I see. And when I look around, and again, I'm from, you know, I live in a fairly affluent society, in an affluent city, and I don't see a lot of good things happening. I don't see a lot of happy people running around. Okay, I see a lot of people struggling. Okay, and you know, I see a lot of people that are in debt up to their eyeballs and can't get out. I see problems that may never be solved. Okay, but certainly at our current rate and what we're doing currently, certainly will not be solved. And to me, that becomes, again, the bigger issue. Okay, you know, we're not going to solve them today. I mean, obviously, I'd love to solve them. I would have loved to have been president. But of course, that's another issue, because, you know, I did look into it, as you may or may not remember. I was going to be Bubba for president. Okay, but at the end, it was just too difficult. And of course, that's the issue. Unless you have millions of dollars you're going to want to throw away into it, it's almost impossible for an outsider to get insight. And that should tell you another thing, the private club that the politicians have. But again, you know, just to recap, the WikiLeaks, Wasserman Schultz resigns, Clinton's a crook, and the convention will move on, and I can't wait to see it. It should be great entertainment, but not as good as the Bubba Show. In the meantime, when you miss an episode, LibertyTalk.fm gets you not only the Bubba Show, but the Sporting Edge, which airs on the weekend. And also, you need to go to BubbaTrading.com and check out what we're doing, because I'm here to protect. I'm here to protect and serve. And I want to make sure that I can help you avoid the next financial disaster. This has been the Bubba Show. This is Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Always a pleasure. Love being around you. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.